All right, and Peter Goodman's son.
Peter Goodman's son from 2 years ago.
After we trashed his dad, his son calls up to defend his dad. This gets ugly. We were just miserable.
Was it good? It's good.
All right, let's play. Hi, who's this?
This is Peter Goodman's son.
All right, and what do you got?
Okay, wait, who is this?
Opie and Anthony.
Oh, hello, Opie and Anthony.
You're on the air, by the way.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I just wanted to say,
hey, can we talk to your father?
No, he's at work.
What is he writing today?
What's he writing? I don't know. What's he writing? And his line's not busy, because we just talked to him.
Oh, you're claiming that none of our listeners are trying to call him. Cute. Okay, go ahead. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 14.
All right.
You better not say anything bad about my dad anymore. Okay, just listen. Now, I don't want to, like, call you out or anything. But just, you were saying that my dad doesn't do any research about it and he doesn't pay attention to the facts?
Yeah, before you move on, did you read the paper today?
Yeah, a little.
Okay, the first line he says, in the continuing sad tale of the decline of classic rocker NEW. Is NEW a classic rock station?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, I don't understand that. Okay, wait.
You said your father does research. He didn't do his research. It's not a classic rock station.
Oh, here we go. In continuing sad tales.
Why am I talking to a 14-year-old about this? Jesus.
Well, geez, you know what? I'm probably smarter than you are.
Why are you listening to this station? Your father calls us losers. Give me your home number so I can call your father.
What?
Give me your home number so I can call your father.
I'm not going to give you my home number.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, the listeners want to talk to your dad tonight.
I could care less what the listeners want.
You obviously care because you're calling us. All right, continue.
I'm calling you because I care what you say about my dad on the air.
Hey, do you have any hair?
Yes, I've got plenty of hair.
I'm not going
bald like you guys probably are.
It ain't going to be there for long.
Excuse me?
That's genetic, you know. You see your father's...
I know I'm going to go bald. I don't give.
That's your reality staring you in the face when you see his picture. Now, when was that taken, by the way?
I see my dad every day. I know he's bald. I'm going to go bald.
All right, when was the picture taken for the Newsday column? Because most of these columnists, they have a photograph taken like 1960, and they just, you know, keep it for 38 years.
No, this is a pretty recent picture.
Well, it was taken on your third birthday?
No, like 2 months ago.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen, he does do the research because every time I get into the car with him, he turns on 102.7.
Right.
And he listens to you guys.
Right.
And he's always talking to me about, like, the different radio stations. And he's always, like, arguing with me about the different styles. And I would listen to your station and the music I hear. It sounds like classic rock.
Hey, does your mom have a boyfriend?
Listen, your station sucks crap, okay? And you freaking talk about my mom or my dad. Hard out, okay?
All right, you're a funny kid.
Oh, yeah, you're a funny shithead, too.
Continue.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
We lose him?